Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Burda. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Nagy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Nagy. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May strikes out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Conigliaro moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Conigliaro moves to third. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Nagy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nagy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lockwood strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berta is 0-for-1 in the game. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walton strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Nagy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagy is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of May. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Nagy moves to third. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Humphreys batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli strikes out. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-2 in the game. Berta hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walton hits a line drive towards the mound. Nagy catches it and throws to first to double up Hegan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Mike Nagy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nagy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nagy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McNerney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peña moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Peña trying to get to home. Smith throws the ball into Moses, who tags Peña, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McNerney moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Andrews is called out on strikes. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards short. Peña catches it and throws to first to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harper hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berta is 0-for-3 in the game. Berta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Gary Wagner now pitching. Max Alvis pinch runs for Bob Berta. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walton is hit by the pitch. Hegan moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Mike Hershberger pinch runs for Danny Walton. Dave May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan scores. Alvis moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Peña is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Max Alvis now playing third base. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro bunts towards the mound. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to third. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to home to get Petrocelli. Scott moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McNerney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli misplays the ball. That's an error on Petrocelli. Tito Francona pinch hits for Ted Kubiak. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNerney moves to second. 1 out. Ted Savage pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Savage is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tommy Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's Brewers, 5, Red Sox, 5. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops.